Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio right around the country. Thank you for joining us today. Well, we love talking about furniture, comfy sofas, desirable chairs, versatile tables, all the things that we don't have in a radio studio, but we love in our home, comfy things, detailed beds and designs. So today we thought we would talk about sustainable furniture, and we're going to chat with a company by the name of Jardin. We've got the National Sales Director there, Matt Garnham, joining us. How are you, Matthew?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Ben.
I tell you what, you're in an interesting world of furniture. How do you compete in a world where it's all so mass-produced these days?
Yes, well, we produce a premium product in Australia.
Yep.
And we have master craftsmen that have been with us for a long period of time, producing a high-quality product.
Mm.
And also, in order to have differentiation in the marketplace, we provide a very sustainable product offering within our range.
Tell me, it's a family business, so it's yourself and your brothers. How did you get into all this?
Originally, the company was purchased back about 14 years ago now,
yep.
And myself and two brothers are involved in the business.
Mm-hmm.
We were involved in furniture sort of back in time, and there's a history sort of throughout the family. We had a furniture business with our grandparents, had one in Glenferry Road in Hawthorne many, many years ago.
So when you talk about uniquely stylish and made from quality fabrics, leathers and materials, is there a big market for that in today's world?
Yeah, sure, definitely. And I think people are becoming much more discerning now, especially with the sustainability angle, and people are becoming more environmentally conscious in their purchases.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the environment, how do we make furniture environmentally friendly compared to your competitors?
Sourcing locally is a big plus, and having has a much smaller carbon footprint,
mm-hmm.
In that you're not requiring products to be imported from overseas to a great degree. All of our products are tested for volatile organic compounds, VOCs.
What's that?
Basically, toxins and cancer-causing agents.
So, Matthew, do you mean to tell me we could be sitting at home right now listening to the radio or at work, and some of our products that are we're working on or sitting around might have things in them that give us cancer?
Potentially, sure. And that's a big push with the Green Building Council, who are producing or promoting Green Star buildings, which is gaining momentum very quickly in the marketplace. And they now have requirements for VOCs for level 5 and 6 star projects.
Mm. I mean, that's something I've never ever thought about, the toxins in the products that we have surrounding us.
Sure, and there was an example recently in London where people actually started getting sort of minor burns from sitting on their sofas that had been imported into England, which outlines that there can be, VOCs and toxins coming into your household through your furniture.
It's funny, when you go and buy stuff, you think that's already been done, don't you? You think in the back of your head, well, these people are selling it and it's safe and it's all there and, you know, we don't have to worry about that, but it's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And there's massive problems overseas with deforestation and forest practices not being done in a sustainable way, which is, I guess people aren't often aware of the impacts of that, but they are huge.
Well, look, thanks for keeping a local industry alive. It must be difficult in this day and age, but you're doing, obviously, a very good job down there. And if people would like to have a look at your furniture, what's the website?
It's www.jardan.com.au.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.